1 Corinthians chapter 15 teaches and outlines the importance of the resurrection of Christ, as the resurrection is the foundation of Christianity. Everything that we believe in the faith of Christ rests on the resurrection. Without the resurrection, our faith is in vain. Without the resurrection, our preaching is in vain. Without the resurrection, in this life, we only have hope. Without the resurrection, the dead in Christ remain dead. Without the resurrection, there is no eternal life. Without the resurrection, there is no hope. The resurrection was confirmed by hundreds and hundreds of witnesses. Jesus Christ was seen after the resurrection by the Apostle Peter and all the apostles. After the resurrection, Jesus Christ was seen by Mary Magdalene. After the resurrection, the Apostle Thomas was not with the other apostles and doubted the resurrection of Christ. And when Christ appeared to Thomas, as Thomas touched the very wounds of Jesus Christ from the cross, Thomas proclaimed, "My Lord and my God." Jesus Christ was seen of over 500 individuals at once. No other individual in human experience can claim this. Although Jesus Christ never wrote a song, more songs have been written about Jesus Christ. Although Jesus has never written a book, more books were written about the Lord Jesus Christ. This cannot be said by any other historical figure, for individuals do not sing billions of songs and write billions of books in reference to a dead man. For he lives. He is the risen Savior. He is the Christ. He is the Messiah, the one that has fulfilled hundreds of prophecies. What city he'd be born in, what tribe he would come from, what family he'd be born into, the nation from which he would come, his manner of birth, his manner of death, his genealogy. Prophecies that teach the very day of the crucifixion. Prophecies that teach on the resurrection. The assurance of the resurrection anchors the faith of Christianity. For as he is risen, we shall rise. As he lives, we shall live. And so many that have witnessed him after the resurrection, touched him after the resurrection, were changed by him in salvation after the resurrection. All these things have been fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus proclaimed in John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.